Cecily prances through, all grins. She wears a beautiful pearl necklace with the daintiest cameo pendant.
Oh, Fee, come look. Isn't it absolutely gorgeous? Mother sent it. I shouldn't wear it before my debut, but I can't resist. Oh, how do you do? She says, seeing Anne for the first time.
Felicity jumps in. Cecily, this is my cousin, Miss Nan Washbrad, Anne says coolly. Felicity and I nearly burst with laughter, for only we realise that that is an anagram of her name, Anne Bradshaw. The spell is working well for Anne. Cecily seems absolutely enchanted with Felicity's older cousin, as if she were speaking to a duchess.
Will you be joining us for tea, Miss Washbrad? She asks breathlessly.
I'm afraid I cannot. We're here to see Miss Lily Trimble in Macbeth.
I am a great admirer of Miss Trimble's, Cecily coos.
Liar. Anne is like a cat who has cornered the mouse.
What a lovely necklace.
She runs a finger boldly over the pearls and frowns.
Oh, it's paste.
Horrified, Cecily brings her hand to her neck.
But they can't be.
Anne gives her a look that is both pitying and contemptuous. I am well versed in jewels, my dear, and I am so very sorry to inform you that your necklace is a forgery. Cecily's face reddens, and I fear she will cry. She pulls the necklace off and examines it.
Oh, dear! Oh, I've shown everyone! They will think me a fool!
Or a fraud? Why, I heard a tale recently of a girl who passed herself off as nobility, and when her crime came to light, she was ruined. I should hate for such a fate to befall you, Anne says, a hardness creeping into her tone. Panicked, Cecily cups the pearls in her hands, hiding them.
What shall I do? I shall be ruined.
There, there, Anne gently pats Cecily's shoulder. You mustn't worry. I shall take the necklace for you. You may tell your mother it was lost. Cecily bites her lip and gazes at the pearls.
But she'll be so angry.
It is better than being thought the fool, or worse, isn't it?
Indeed, Cecily mumbles. I thank you for your good advice.
Reluctantly, she passes the necklace to Anne. I shall dispose of it for you, and you may be confident that no one shall ever know of it, Anne assures her.
You are most kind, Miss Washbrad. Cecily wipes away tears.
There is something in you that brings out this kindness, Anne purrs, and her smile is like the sun. That was a remarkable forgery, I say, when we are alone. How could you tell they were false? I could have sworn they were real pearls. They are real, Anne says, clasping the jewels around her own neck. I am the remarkable forgery. Why, Anne Bradshaw, Felicity exclaims. You are brilliant. Anne beams.
Thank you.
We hold hands, relishing the moment as one. At last, Anne has bested the hideous Cecily Temple. The air feels lighter, as it does after a rain, and I am certain we are on our way to a happier future.